Sheldon, standing with his back to a whiteboard and taking short, speedy little glances at it over his shoulder. Penny enters the room and looks puzzled by his antics.
What you doing?
I'm attempting to view my work as a fleeting peripheral image so as to engage the superior calliculus of my brain.
Interesting. I usually just have coffee. You've been up all night?
Is it morning?
Yes.
Then I've been up all night.
And you're stuck?
Why else would a person try to engage their superior calliculus?
Sorry, sweetie. I can't help you till I've had my coffee.
Leonard appears. Like Penny, he's wearing a dressing gown.
Penny, I told you, if you don't put him in his crate at night, he just runs around the apartment.
What is he doing now?
He's either isolating the terms of his formula and examining them individually, or looking for the alligator that swallowed his hand after Peter Pan cut it off.
Captain Hook's hand was eaten by a crocodile, not an alligator. If you're going to mock me, at least get your facts straight.
Aye, aye, Captain.
I can't see it. It just won't coalesce.
Maybe you need a fresh start.
You're right.
Sheldon picks up the whiteboard, carries it to a window, and throws it out before picking up a replacement.
It's a great idea, Leonard. Thank you.
Was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory.
Electrons move through graphene, act as if they have no mass.
Has he been stuck?
Intellectually, about 30 hours. Emotionally, about 29 years.
The unit cell contains two carbon atoms. Interior angle of a hexagon is 120 degrees.
Have you tried rebooting him?
No, I think it's a firmware problem.
Hey, it's disco night at the Moonlight Roller Rink in Glendale tonight. Who's up for getting down?
Perfect. Bernadette's been hawking me to take her roller skating.
I think Penny likes to skate. The four of us could double.
What could be better? We're in.
Great. It's not like I brought it up because I wanted to go.
You can come with us.
No, it's okay. I don't have to go. I'm happy just to guide you and your ladies to suitable entertainment choices. I'm a walking brown yelp.com.
Structure, constant structure, one atom.
Boy, he's really gone, isn't he?
Yeah, this morning he used a stick of butter as deodorant.
I thought I smelled popcorn.
Pattern is the same as fermions travels on the pathway. It's hexagonal. It's always hexagonal.
I haven't seen him this stuck since he tried to figure out the third Matrix movie.
Hey, those are my lima beans.
Not lima beans, carbon atoms.
But if I don't eat my lima beans, I can't have my cookie.
Here, you want my peas?
The peas, perfect. They can be electrons.
Or my corn?
Don't be ridiculous. What would I do with corn?
So, roller skating. Should we all grab a bite to eat first?
Good. P.F. Chang's, my mom has coupons.
Oh, great. Your mom's not coming, right?
Not this time, I promise.
Okay, just to be clear, roller skating was my idea, and I'm very unhappy that you turned it into a double date, and I hope you both fall on your asses and break your coccyxes.
The plural of coccyx is coccyges.
Screw you, give me back my lima beans.
Oh my God, have you ever been so embarrassed?
Not recently.
I don't know which was lemur, their roller skating or their disco dancing.
For me, the worst part was when people saw us leave with them.
You had some nice moves out there, Howard.
Thanks, you too.
Hey, did you notice all the people looking at us?
Not really, I was in my boogie zone.
When Howard tried to do the splits...
Oh, shh.
Sorry, I'm moving a little slow. I think I bruised my coccyx.
Oh, poor baby.
Don't tell Kuthrapali.
After you.
Oh, what a gentleman. Hey, Sheldon.
Oh, my God, are you drunk? Good Lord, you're ruining everything.
Oh, damn.
Are you okay?
Do I look okay?
Don't bark at me. I fell, too.
No, you've been falling all night. You're used to it.
Sheldon, what the hell are you doing?
Same thing I've been doing for 3 days. Trying to figure out why electrons behave as if they have no mass when traveling through a graphene sheet.
With marbles?
I needed something bigger than peas, now didn't I?
Sheldon, when was the last time you got any sleep?
I don't know, 2, 3 days, not important. I don't need sleep. I need answers. I need to determine where in this swamp of unbalanced formulas squatteth the toad of truth.
Toad of truth? Is that a physics thing?
No, that's a crazy thing.
Okay, Sheldon. What happens to our neuroreceptors when we don't get enough REM sleep?
They lose their sensitivity to serotonin and norepinephrine.
Which leads to?
Impaired cognitive function.
Right. So march in there, brush your teeth, and go to bed.
But I don't want to go to bed.
I'm gonna count to 3. 1.
Oh, all right.
That was amazing how you handled him.
I know how to deal with stubborn children. My mother used to run an illegal daycare center in our basement.
Leonard, you're giggling in your sleep.
It's not me, it's my new ringtone. The Joker from Batman.
Creeps me out.
Me too, but I paid $3 for it.
Just answer the phone.
Hello? Yeah, I'm Leonard Hofstadter. Yeah, he's my roommate. Oh, God, is he okay? Yeah, all right, I'll be right there.
What happened?
Sheldon's escaped and is terrorizing the village.
Okay, have fun.
Hi, I'm Dr. Hofstadter. Where is he?
Ball pit.
Sheldon's waist-deep in plastic balls.
Thanks for not calling the cops.
Oh, hey, it's no big deal. My sister's got a kid who's special.
Yeah, well, he's extra special. Hey, Shelly. What you doing?
Size ratio was all wrong. Couldn't visualize it. Needed bigger carbon atoms.
Sure, sure. How did you get into this place?
Back door has a 5-pin tumbler system, single circuit alarm, child's play. You can start sorting protons and neutrons while I build carbon atoms.
No, I don't think so. We need to go home now.
But I'm still working.
If you don't come out of there, I'm gonna have to drag you out.
You can try, but you'll never catch me.
He dives beneath the balls.
For God's sakes!
Leonard wades into the ball pit.
Don't come here!
Bazinga. Bazinga.
Despite Sheldon periodically resurfacing, Bazinga. Leonard can't catch him.
Bazinga. Leonard and Penny.
Sheldon's woken Leonard and Penny up.
Leonard and Penny.
What?
I have good news.
And you had to barge in here and wake us up in the middle of the night?
Your cell phone was off.
Because we didn't want to be disturbed.
And that didn't work out, did it?
Sheldon, what do you want?
I came to tell you, I've got the answer.
Really? You figured out the graphene problem?
No, I'm still hopelessly stuck on that, but I figured out how to figure it out.
Okay, you know what, Leonard? I know I said I could handle your roommate, but I was wrong. We're gonna have to break up.
What are you talking about?
Sheldon sits on the bed.
Einstein.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a little more.
Albert Einstein.
Keep going.
When Albert Einstein came up with special relativity, he was working at the patent office.
So you're gonna go work at the patent office?
Don't be absurd. That's in Washington. You know I could never live in a city whose streets are laid out in a wheel and spoke pattern. No, I'm going to find a similarly menial job where my basal ganglia are occupied with a routine task, freeing my prefrontal cortex to work quietly in the background on my problem.
Sounds like a great plan.
Of course it is. Even talking to you is sufficiently menial that I can feel the proverbial juices starting to flow.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing with us. Good night.
You're welcome. Yeah, good night to you, too. Oh, by the way, I was watching you sleep for a moment, and I noticed that your snoring seems to be worse when you're on your back.
Leonard doesn't snore.
I wasn't talking to Leonard.
Told you.
So, Mr. Cooper, you're looking for a job.
A menial job. Like yours.
Why, thank you for noticing. I'm menial employee of the month. Do you have a particular field in mind?
I do. For thousands of years, the lowest classes of the human race have spent their lives laboring to erect monuments under the lash of their betters, until finally they dropped down and became one with the dust through which they trudged. Do you have anything like that?
No.
Shouldn't you check your database?
No.
You didn't really type.
I didn't really have to. So how about construction?
Oh, that would be good. Sawing, hammering, eating out of a lunch pail as my working class fellows and I sit perched precariously on a girder high above the metropolis.
No, no, this is putting up sheetrock at a housing project in Rosemead.
I could do that.
Good.
One question.
Yes?
What's sheetrock?
Moving on. How about doing deliveries for a florist?
That seems acceptable.
Do you have your own car?
I don't drive.
Of course you don't. Mr. Cooper, let me just ask you a question. What was your last job?
Senior theoretical particle physicist at Caltech, focusing on M theory, or in layman's terms, string theory.
I see. Just give me a second. Security!
Okay, I will get those drinks started for you.
Good day behind you.
Sheldon, what the hell are you doing?
I'm trying to get these tables cleared. We're slammed.
No, wait. What are you doing here?
A reasonable question. I asked myself, what is the most mind-numbing pedestrian job conceivable? And three answers came to mind. A toll booth attendant, an Apple Store genius, and what Penny does. Now, since I don't like touching other people's coins, and I refuse to contribute to the devaluation of the word genius, here I am.
You just walked in and they hired you? Just like that?
Oh, heavens no. Since I don't need to be paid, I didn't need to be hired. I simply came in, picked up a tray, and started working for the man. Let me get that plate out of your way.
Sheldon, this is ridiculous.
Oh, is it? Just a moment ago, I had a minor epiphany regarding the polymer degradation phenomenon while scraping congealed nachos off a plate. Bernadette Tableton wants their check.
Thanks, Sheldon.
Sheldon, wait, this isn't even what I do. I'm a waitress, not a busboy.
You're right, that is more menial. Hello, I'm Sheldon. I'll be your server today. I don't recommend the salmon. I saw it in the kitchen. All right, one bacon cheeseburger, breaking two Jewish dietary restrictions simultaneously. Kudos. Beer battered fish and chips. Now, here's your tartar sauce. I also brought you salsa. It's a little unconventional, but I think you'll like it. It's zingy. And for you, factory burrito grande. No cheese, no sour cream, no ugly consequences from your lactose intolerance. Bon appetit.
Hang on. Black beans, not pinto beans?
Yes.
Double guacamole?
Of course.
No cilantro?
Nope.
Lettuce shredded, not chopped?
Yep.
You understand why I'm doing this to you?
I do.
That'll be all.
That was fun.
How long can he keep this up?
I heard about this professor at MIT who melted down, bought a van, and spent the rest of his life as a mobile dog groomer.
He never went back to the university?
Only to shampoo Professor Schamberg's shih tzu.
Sheesh.
I bet if we all chipped in, we could buy Sheldon the van.
But he's afraid of dogs.
Yeah, that's the only thing wrong with that plan.
Hey, guys, sorry you had to wait, but we are swamped. What's this?
Sheldon took our order.
Sheldon doesn't work here.
Well, honey, not to complain, but we were starting to think you didn't either.
Is that really necessary?
Good Lord.
The interference pattern in the fracture. The motion of the wave through the molecular structure. I've been looking at it all wrong. I can't consider the electrons as particles. They move through the graphene as a wave. It's a wave! The moment to applaud would be now. Troglodytes.
Sheldon, where are you going? Aren't you gonna clean this up?
I'm sorry, I don't work here.
Dressed in bright, shiny shirts, Howard and Raj are at a roller disco, performing some ultra-cheesy synchronized moves.
Happy now?
I'm on a cloud! Swing me!
They hold hands and spin around amidst the other roller dancers. Raj's smile is wide and joyful, while Howard's looking rather less enthusiastic.
Bazinga.
Once again, Leonard fails to capture Sheldon in the ball pit.
Bazinga. Bazinga. Bazinga.